7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three people are dead following a shooting yesterday in Old Town Arvada, northwest of Denver. It started with a call to police about a suspicious incident near the town's library. The three dead include an Arvada police officer, the suspected shooter, and one other person. State health officials say Colorado is seeing more of the quickly spreading Delta coronavirus variant than almost any other state. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the more transmissible Delta variant makes up about 40% of the cases in Colorado. That compares to 10% of the cases in the U.S. and puts the state second only to Missouri. Herlihy says research from the U.K. shows some level of decreased effectiveness of vaccines against the variant, but
overall, the vaccines continue to be highly effective and working very well against the Delta variant.
She says due to more transmissible variants, unvaccinated people are probably twice as likely to be hospitalized now compared to if they'd been infected earlier in the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Millions of Coloradans may be eligible for monthly payments of up to $300 through the expanded child tax credit. At a roundtable hosted by Senator Michael Bennet, Denver mom Krista Jimenez said the credit will help her transition out of full-time parenting.
The advanced monthly payments will help us ease the burden of day-to-day expenses like healthcare, food, and it will also enable us to pay for after-school enrichment activities for our daughters that we couldn't otherwise afford.
The first child tax credit payment will hit eligible bank accounts in mid-July. Colorado's hot and dry weather helped spark multiple wildfires over the last few days, including fires near Rangeley and Eagle. David Boyd with the White River National Forest says the recent heat wave dried out the state's forests.
But they can still get drier. So as the summer goes on, if we continue to be hot and dry, we'll see more intense fires.
Last summer saw the three biggest wildfires in Colorado history. It's hot again today for much of the state, with highs in many places in the 90s and near 100. That's going to continue tomorrow, then cool off for the weekend. This is CPR News.